I was just inside the Starbucks at the Empire State Building. And I used to hit that Starbucks once or twice a week when I was seeing a therapist across the street. But as I was sitting there, this one time, an Asian woman sitting next to me. She looked very young. She looked like, you know, early 20s to me. But she asked me if I had a dollar. And she said something about taking the bus, needing change for the bus. And wouldn't you know it, I had a bag full of quarters in my messenger bag. Or I thought I did. Because what had happened was I was invited to give a guided tour of payphones around Union Square. And that had just happened like a couple of days earlier. And I thought this was just a part of the gag setup, or just to be funny, the organizer of this thing who invited me to do it handed me a bag full of quarters. And I was gonna use those quarters to make payphone calls as just to demonstrate how it's done to this group of about 15 or maybe 20 people. So I never actually opened the bag, though. I had quarters in my pocket. I forgot about the bag full of quarters until this sweet, beautiful woman sitting here asked me if I had any quarters. And I said, oh, do I have quarters? I am the quarter man. That's the right guy. And they said, I make a lot of payphone calls. And her face lit up in such a way that it indicated to me she was probably a lot older than she looked. And it's true what they say, that Asians age well. So I found the bag that the guided tour organizer had given me. And I was chagrined to find that it was full of dollar coins. That the bag I thought had like maybe $4 or $5 worth of quarters actually had about $50 in dollars. And that he had actually paid me for this gig. And I didn't expect that. I mean, $50 is $50, right? So I was embarrassed. I was so enthusiastic about giving this woman some quarters that I was just kind of thunderstruck to find that I didn't have what she needed. And then again, from that look on her face, she kept peppering me with questions about the bus and this and that. And I realized she was after me. She was hitting on me. But I couldn't stay because I had a therapist appointment and I'm never late for anything. Who knows what might have been, but man, she was beautiful.